How are folks feeling? Should we take a quick break? Everyone all right? All right, let's keep going. You're okay? Okay.
Good evening, I'm Andy Stevenson. I'm a resident here in Belfast. And I have a couple of questions, and I'd like to start with Mr. Heim. In your presentation earlier, you mentioned, and I think I either heard it wrong or I didn't understand it completely, but you said that none of the permits in Maine have limits for nitrogen or phosphorus. Did I misunderstand what you meant?
Hi, Andy. The majority of permits, MIPTES permits that are written in the state of Maine do not yet actually contain limits for nitrogen and phosphorus within the permits. There are generally limits provided for BOD and TSS, and then there's a requirement to monitor for those compounds, but there are not generally limits set. That being said, the trend at the moment is to start adding those limits. So we would not be surprised to find a requirement in the actual permit that's written for this project. But if you look up and down the coast, I think you'll find the majority of the permits that are out there for primarily municipal treatment plants, but also some of the other industry permits that are out there. I think you'll find the majority do not actually contain a limit for nitrogen and phosphorus.
Okay. All right. So that answers my question. We're talking about permits for primarily publicly owned treatment plants.
That's correct.
Okay. Second, Mr. Heim, you talked also about the monitoring and the reporting program, which is great, and the fact that DEP and US EPA can come and look at your records and your reports at any time. Would there be any interest in having the public be able to come in and look at those records as well?
Well, what I would expect is that the DEP eventually will what is required and what they would like to see. I don't know the procedures of the DEP in terms of making public records, but certainly that could be a part of procedure so that the public would have access to whatever report. I don't know, again, but maybe.
All of the testing and monitoring and sampling results that are submitted to the state, anything that's submitted to the DEP that's required as part of any monitoring program, will automatically be a public record.
Okay. All right. And would be available from DEP, but not necessarily from NORDA.
It varies. Sometimes they'll put it right up. And sometimes they'll ask the regulated entity to make it available.
Okay.
That varies. And we'll know more when and if a permit issues.
Okay. All right. So on that point, I would suggest that Nordic consider having those records available at Little River, at the facility, as part of your public or your community outreach program. Moving on. Mr. Dill, man, I got to tell you, I'm a water quality wonk, and I loved the little ping pong balls. That was neat. But the ping pong balls are only showing us what's happening on surface, correct? I mean, it wasn't a full water column modeling simulation.
The hydrodynamic model, the far field model, is a two-dimensional depth average model, right. So it's an estimate of depth average currents.
Okay.
We made an assumption that based on the core mix results, which does give you three-dimensional information, in order to calculate the concentrations, that the ping pong balls would all stay within the upper 10 meters of the water column.
Okay.
So they're not mixing down into the deeper parts of the bay.
Okay.
And we think that that's a conservative assumption because over time you would tend to get more mixing,
mm-hmm.
especially in the sort of far field time scales where you're looking at days to. You know, to weeks rather than just the first, hour or so after effluent leaves the pipe.
All right, then would it be accurate to say that there has not yet been any modeling or actual sampling information about water quality below, let's say, that 10-meter or that level?
So there are, in addition to sort of some of the publicly available data for I think it goes to even some of the samples maybe go even as deep as 60 meters down. But we've established some sampling stations where we've been looking at the water quality at 5-meter intervals from the surface down to the depth of where the discharge pipe is proposed. So we have some data that has been gathered over the course of the past several months, and we'll be continuing to gather data as the project goes on so that we can, you know, have an understanding of not just one elevation, surface or bottom, but several elevations.
Would you be able to tell us a little bit more tonight, if time allows, about the monitoring and assessment that you plan to do between now and the time you start construction, given that a permit might be granted?
I think some of that will be something that comes out through the draft permit process, through discussions with DEP. Obviously, we want to make sure that whatever we're proposing is something that they feel is a good thing as well. We think that with the studies we've done, the modeling we've done, we've demonstrated that there should be